Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. 100 years ago, the Medford Mail Tribune ran an editorial asking what could be done about the Rogue River Valley's lack of development. The newspaper advocated increased production and a diversified and intensive agriculture, including an irrigation system and a beet factory that would, in the editorial's words, supply a fixed market for the product, furnish a payroll, and stimulate stock raising by furnishing cheap feed. The editorial lamented that everyone likes to live in the Rogue River Valley, but families are daily leaving because they cannot find work and make a living. During pioneer days, the newspaper said, large homesteads supported a small population, but the methods that supported 3,500 people would not support 35,000. The editorial warned the population would continue dropping if the changed conditions were not met. In the editorial's own words, it is no longer possible to eke out a shabby existence by scratching a few acres, raising a few hogs at neighbor's expense, violating game laws, and gaffing soreback salmon. The surface-scratched land has become exhausted. The neighbors have fenced their holdings, and game wardens guard the spawning riffles. The idyllic existence of the good old times has gone forever. Today's episode of As It was written by Kernan Turner and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.